He tied for third in his last start at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He's 66th in the FedEx Cup standings. He's a former Boise State golfer, and he's now preparing for the most prestigious golf tournament in the world. Troy Merritt is getting ready to go to Augusta and get in the Masters a week from this Thursday. It starts. He's joining us here, Caves and Prater and Troy Merritt on Sports Radio The Ticket. Troy, I guess for you right now, congratulations so far, but it'd be good to hear how you feel about, I guess, that Arnold Palmer finish and how things went there and how you feel about your game where it is right now.
Well, guys, first off, it's good to be back on. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun coming down the stretch of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Not so much when I got to the 10th tee box, but a nice little back nine charge got us back in the mix, and we took the shot at the end, and it didn't work out, and I have no regrets for it. I was playing for the win, and, you know, maybe next time we pull that shot off and, you know, just log it in the memory bank and try to hit a little bit of a better one next time. And, I'm excited for next week to Masters. I haven't really gotten to Thursday yet thinking about it. The only thing I thought about Thursday is maybe sneaking out and catching the Mr. Nicklaus, Mr. Player show there, the honorary starters. You hit the first tee shots. Mm-hmm. But I'm mostly looking forward to Wednesday right now and watching my little boys run around the par three contest.
Hey, going back to the Arnold Palmer tournament, you know, as you're trying to build this career, do you learn more as a golfer from five straight birdies or one shot in the water? Which helps you advance your career as you kind of learn how to deal with these kinds of situations?
You know, I would say both. It's not often that I've been in the thick of things on Sunday afternoon, and very few times so I played with a high-ranked player. So being able to rattle off five in a row the back nine at Mr. Palmer's place with the second-ranked player at the time, Jason Day, gave me a lot of confidence in knowing that during the heat of the battle I can pull off some really good shots, put together some scores, and stay in contention. And, 18, I wasn't afraid to take the shot on. We had 189 to the hole. I usually hit my 6-iron 193. We read the wind to be pretty much straight left to right. If anything, maybe helping slightly. We aimed about 40 feet left of hole, just trying to ride a little fade in there. And when it came off the club face, I thought it was going to be perfect. And as it was coming down a little too far right, I still thought it was on the right fringe, maybe just in the right rough. And we were pretty surprised to see it splash down. We thought it was going to land about 10 yards further. But it was nice to know that I didn't shy away from the situation. You know, I played for the win, which is what I've done my entire career, and I had a chance to do that on Sunday, and I just relate it back to, you know, other sports I played as a kid, basketball especially. When you have that shot to win the game at the buzzer, you know, sometimes you make it and you're the hero, and sometimes you lay a brick and you have to try again next time. That's kind of the way I look at that swing on the 72nd hole at Arnold Palmer's Invitational.
Current PGA golfer and former Boise State golfer Troy Merritt, our guest here on Sports Radio The Ticket, Caves and Prater.
Hey, Troy, you look so smooth when you're on the golf course. I mean, and I'm not talking about your swing, although that's fine too, but just in terms of the way you conduct yourself, when you have five straight birdies, you look very calm. When you put one in the water, you're very, very calm. What's it like inside your brain? What's it like inside your belly? Are you just racing, or are you a pretty calm demeanor guy in the first place?
No, I'm pretty calm when it comes to pretty much everything. I learned as a kid that it makes for very stressful rounds of golf when you allow yourself to feel both the highs and the lows, you're just emotionally exhausted by the end of the round. So whether it's a good shot, a bad shot, a birdie, or a bogey, you just try to stay in that same mind frame and focus on the next shot or the next hole after that. And it usually helps out, especially coming down the stretch, big event on a tough golf course with the king watching. I would say that we handle ourselves pretty well, and we just came up short.
Troy, it sounds like you've committed yourself to the process, the process of playing, the process of practicing, and the outcomes take care of themselves. Have you ever gone through formal sports psychology training to get to this point, or like you said, is this something maybe your father or somebody instilled in you very young?
No, I'm not a big believer in sports psychologists. I don't want to, put a damper on what they do, but I just don't really believe it. I believe you have to figure out what's best for yourself, and who better to tell you what's good for yourself, than yourself. So I just believe in what I do. You know, I've had a lot of experience in several different sports growing up, team sports and individual sports, and you just kind of learn. You know, I always I believe that I play my way into shape. I'm not a range rat. I don't learn a lot on the driving range. You know, I've never made a birdie or a bogey on the driving range. So I learn on the golf course. You learn from your mistakes on the course, and I don't really do that well on the practice range. I mean, you know, it's trial by fire sometimes. You know, sometimes you're in the heat of the battle and, you know, you've got to hit a shot that you're not comfortable with, but it's the appropriate shot to hit. And, you know, sometimes you pull it off, sometimes you don't. You log it in there and you figure out what you can do better next time, or you can fall back on positive experiences. And that's kind of what I do, you know, especially on the greens. You know, if I've got a tricky little 4 or 5 footer and I have to make it, you know, I might revert back to, okay, in the second round on the third hole, I made this exact same putt, you know, or last week during the third round on the 15th hole, I had this exact same putt and I made it then. You know, just, you know, revert back to positive moments when you're faced with a tricky situation. And more often than not, we come out ahead.
Troy, you mentioned the par 3 contest next week, so that's one of the highlights for you. So take us through the next 10 days as you approach next Wednesday. I don't know if you're in town or out of town, but what do you do this week to train? Then you fly to Augusta, I'm assuming, this weekend. Do you hit the practice round first thing Monday? Kind of how are you going through this?
Well, I am in town. I was in town last week as well, and today and tomorrow aren't real conducive to productive practice. You know, it's a normal Boise spring days, you know, nice and sunny and gusting up into the 30s, close to 40, I think, tomorrow. So I'll go ahead and take these days off, and that doesn't bother me too much. My game's in a really good spot right now, and the only thing that's going to ruin that is being out there too much. So I'm going to probably play Thursday and Friday when the weather nicens up a little bit and warms up. And then, we'll fly down on Saturday, and I'll get a practice round in on Sunday morning. I plan on doing a lot of short game work. I did stop down and play Augusta twice over the last 3 weeks on my way to Florida and my way home. And it was nice to see the golf course, but it wasn't in tournament conditions, and I didn't want to spend too much time there because the golf course is going to change dramatically, and I don't want to show up and play or, you know, find a new golf course in the one that I had been practicing on. And it'll be the same thing early next week. The golf course changes so much from day to day, and I have to rely on my caddy and his knowledge and revert back to the times that he's been there to believe in that. But I'll play on Sunday. I'll play again Monday. I might just play 9 holes and play again on Tuesday and just do a lot of short game work. And then I probably won't play the course at all on Wednesday. Maybe just do a bunch of short game work and then play that par 3 course, and then we'll peg it on Thursday.
Troy Merritt's our guest. He'll be headed off to Augusta, as you heard, to play in the Masters. He's here on Sports Radio The Ticket, Case and Prater. Our Masters coverage will be that weekend as well on Sports Radio The Ticket. We'll have stroke-by-stroke coverage, hopefully with Troy in the lead on Sports Radio The Ticket on Sunday. How does your game match up with that course? How much have you played it? What are the things that you can take advantage of when you play there, Troy?
I've played it twice. The course is the exact opposite of what I would like to see. You need to hit it long off the tee with a draw, preferably a high draw, and that is not my go-to shot off the tee. Hmm. And then, for the longer hitters that can hit it around the dog legs, they'll have some shorter clubs into some tight pins and some firm greens, and I'll have longer clubs in and hopefully from the fairway. But for me, I'm just going to have to really make sure that I get the ball in play in the right part of the fairway, not take on more than I should, and just kind of plod my way around the course. If I can't attack a pin, I need to put it in the right place to get up and down. That's why all that short game work at the beginning of next week is going to be so crucial for me. I'm going to miss, my fair share of greens coming in with longer clubs than most guys, and I just need to make sure that everything's spot on and around the greens if I want to find myself in contention Sunday afternoon.
Are your expectations for this tournament any different than any other tournament, or, you know, based on what you do, do you just have to go into every Thursday the exact same?
You know, I'm actually, as of right now, going into this tournament with no expectations. I want to do my best to take it one shot at a time, do my best to live in the moment, and then just add them up each and every day and you know, if we can do that and play solid, you know, make far more birdies than bogeys, and you know, we might have to readjust the Saturday on the strategy on the back nine on Sunday afternoon. But you know, it's a tough golf course for me. I can't look ahead. If I do that, I won't focus on the moment, and I will be making an early exit. And I do not want to do that in my first Masters. So I'm just going to live in the moment, go in there, no expectations, and see what happens.
Are you exempt in this tournament because of your win last year for just this year, or is it a 3 or a 5 year commitment? What about the future?
Nope, it's just this year. If I can get another win, you know, sometime this year, it'll get me back in next year. Or if I can be a constant figure in the top 50 in the world, that gets you in every year as well. Plus, you know, it's your performance at this Masters. You know, I think a top 12 finish exempts you into next year's Masters. So they reward good play, which is always very nice to see. So I just want to do my best, and yeah, hopefully this isn't my first and only Masters.
Troy, what do you look forward to the most about that entire week, from the moment you get there to when you start playing, or maybe it's a favorite hole or some part of that thing that really, something you look forward to? What is that?
Well, it's nice that I have no experience in this tournament. I mean, the only experience I have is watching on TV. So my favorite part as of now is definitely going to be the Wednesday par 3 contest, having my dad on the bag and my two boys running around in their white little jumpsuits and wanting to hit the shots and me saying no for the most part. So I'm just looking forward to seeing their smiling faces and having some laughs and enjoying some stress-free time on the golf course before Thursday hits.
Well, we wish you the best. That's an understatement. Appreciate you coming on to keep these fans updated on Sports Radio The Ticket with how that looks for you. And best of luck to you, Troy.
Guys, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.